Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jimson Roscoe Show. Today, it's Draper now, isn't it? It's not
Draper. Yeah, Draper. Yeah, you got it.
Draper.
Draper and Louis.
Big ups.
Right, let's start with you. Three good things that happened to you today.
Three good things that happened to me today. I dropped my little one back and she was in a good mood this morning, man.
Nice.
She was nice and that fucking always sets me up for a good day. Hit the studio, made a good drill tune and a good hip-hop tune. So that's two good things.
Yes.
So that's fucking... And then this can be the third thing, though.
Yeah, man.
I mean, yeah, come on. Yeah. Busy day, man.
Louis,
busy day.
What about you?
Well, one of those is studio, and I gotta say it's this too, because that'd be a bit cruel if I didn't say this. So the third thing for me that was special was, okay, this is gonna sound weird, but now I'm gonna change it. It's not.
I don't even want to know what that was.
I do.
Yes. Come on, everyone wants to know now.
No, it's too weird. Okay. So the good thing that happened was I woke up just in time to not be too late to meet Toby.
Which is kind of. You were still a bit late. This guy's developed a habit recently, but I'll give you that. We made it. We made it to the studio and we made it here. We was only 10 minutes late today, innit?
Are you regularly late?
I'm not.
He was more on point before, bruv. It's a recent development, bruv. Okay. He's growing up. He's growing into his lateness.
Yeah, I like being late. Not intentionally, but it just...
Nah, standard,
if you set that as a precedent, then there's never any pressure.
Exactly.
Most of my friends add an hour or two to what I give them as the arrival time. They know I'm going to be late.
Roscoe's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah,
it's because I forget.
What's going on? Where's that fucking timekeeper?
Yeah.
See, he told me studio's at one. Yeah, he told me studio's at one. So I waited till 1 o'clock before I called him to say where you to. Do you know what I mean? I've just about got the balance now. You know, I know.
Yeah, factor it in.
Yeah, for real.
I used to do that with Benji. Benji was
he's long as well. And Lodo.
If he was like recording, he'd be like. Right, if I'm telling him he's coming at that time, I'll tell him that it starts at that time.
Yeah.
And he should get there for that time.
Yeah, yeah. Where do I know Benji from? I seen him on... Did he do some N-dubs thing with the BBC?
Yeah, he did.
I was going to do that, bruv, and he got it and I didn't get it, bruv. Yeah, literally, yeah. So I know him from somewhere around that time.
Yeah, he fell asleep, didn't he?
Yeah.
He fell asleep in the...
Bro, I didn't even see the thing in the end.
It was Phaser's thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he fell asleep in the fucking... They went to go and watch the orchestra and like fucking Benji and fell asleep.
Benji,
like,
that's jokes, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that is jokes.
So what have you guys been working together today, though? Just you two?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was going to flip it on you before we moved on, though, bruv. What about you? What's your good thing for the day?
Oh, fucking
Roscoe. Oh, we've already done it.
Yeah. We've
done it. We've done it. All right. I could say the same. The kids didn't fight each other too much.
Nice. Always a good one, innit?
But anyway, the other day, it's just like, as we worked out how to build a new den.
Yeah?
So, before they do it, and they'd stack the cushions and then they put the blanket. I was like, nah, take the big cushions off. So, you stack the big cushions
from
on the
sofa. Yeah,
and then you can, when they got a little tunnel, he's back with his gun, and he's like, yeah, cool, it's like an army truck now. It's
I'm there.
Cool, that leaves me fucking a few minutes to do what I need to do, and it's just
yeah.
No, it's easier when my missus is there, but when it's you're on your own, it's just fucking...
Nah, yeah. for real. It's freestyling, man.
Yeah, mate, you've got to be prepped.
Yeah, definitely,
I mean, because I'm the opposite to fucking Roscoe, man. I'm I need structure. I'm what's going on? Fucking going wrong? Do you mean?
Nah, I'm the same. Yeah.
You two are similar then, I'd say.
Yeah.
I need to
put structure into my days, man.
Yeah.
Nah, for real.
Otherwise, too much chaos is fucking just...
I don't know. Standard.
It's the balance in life, isn't it? Order and fucking... chaos, man.
Where's he going anyway, bro? I cut you.
You were
before, and then I said I flipped the question on you.
No, I was trying to think what else did I say earlier? What did I say was good?
Well, I don't know, bro.
Oh, yeah, the yoga session. So I managed to get 5 seconds in a forearm stand today.
Yeah, go on.
Which is my maximum.
Fucking so, right.
Jeez, fair play.
Yeah. Fucking right.
So that was a buzz. And today we've had good shows today.
Yeah, we've had good people on, man.
Fire.
Yeah, we had Louise.
Which was really good.
Fucking just inspirational as fuck. Mm. So she went to Thailand.
Oh, okay.
And to do her yoga teacher training. And when she got there, she was like, why am I going to go back to that life? So she worked at Wessex Water.
Okay.
She's like, fuck that. Like, do you mean, like, stayed. She's there now, an online teacher, just living in, like, do you mean?
Yeah, that's
And a lot of it was all about, like, her things on, like, manifestation and, like, her vision board. She's like, my old vision boards have now, like,
reality.
Like, you look at them, she's doing.
I like that,
She's like, there's something.
Do you know what I like the most about what she said? The moment, I'm staying in Thailand, but it's not my home. Yeah. Wherever I feel like my home is going to be my home.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I was definitely, like, definitely.
But yeah, she was. It was a real nice. Mm. And then who we have after that? That was the. Was it just us then, or was, no? It was Inglourious Pearl.
That was good.
We kept talking when the mics went off, and it was like, oh shit! Like, so he's like,
should have kept it rolling. Yeah,
yeah. Like, but Costa come in, it's like, fuck it out. What already?
Yeah, yeah. It
went quick.
Yeah. So that was good, and then do you know what? Actually, I'll add to it. So. Earlier on, I was freezing when we were talking to Louise. I don't know if the camera or the other week for the camera's purposes. But I had no socks on. And it's cold because it ain't fucking Thailand air. And I had flip-flops on with no socks. And we're in a garage now and it's fucking freezing. And the Inglourious Poet corn. So big up Warren.
Live in the flesh.
So yeah, no socks. And he said, I've got some socks in my bag. And
shout out Inglourious Poet, bruv.
So
my guy's real, bruv.
Yeah.
Mm. Man had the pack in the back. The loud pack.
Yeah,
the loud pack. Socks. Big up socks in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's nice.
So let's go back before we start fucking just talking about what you're doing. Let's for anyone who don't know you, like, who are you?
Yeah. Well, my name's Draper, I'm a musician. I do raps and that. Fire, bro. Yeah. I got bars for them. This is Louis, he's my producer. We got fucking Bear Unheard Fire, but we're just
I was listening to the latest thing earlier.
Which one? 9:33, something like that hip hop
like
one.
It's a pink cover?
Yeah, yeah, oh, that's an EP,
I liked it, man.
Yeah, safe, bro. That one there is from, it's from a few years ago. We dropped it last summer, a little 5-track EP called Photo. But since then, we've been doing singles every month.
Okay.
In the last few months and that, we started to, like, develop a bit more and been, we stopped dropping the tunes because we started to think they sounded stronger, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, that one, I'm glad you liked it, but that's like the first thing we thought was good enough to drop, and then we've been building
and
since.
In brackets,
you know what I'm saying?
It was ideas, was it?
That's how we did it. Safe, bro. Like, we had this, I don't know, man, that was just a little weird little, like, marketing thing we just chose to do to make it so, because obviously the titles of the tunes were quite generic, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Do More, and you could find other tunes called that.
Yeah.
So we thought a way to distinguish it, just to put the idea in the thing so you could see it.
Smart,
but in the last 2-3 tunes we did, we kind of came away from that because it was getting a bit, like, tedious and trying to... We started calling the tunes to each other by number.
So it's getting
mad confusing. I'm like, what's tune 5277? Like, you know what I mean? And it's getting all mad, do you know what I mean? So we kind of came away from that idea. We'll give it the title of the tune now because it's much easier for us to know.
It's like
after 500 tracks, do you know what I mean? Like, it's got a bit mad.
Denzel Curry, he does that, doesn't he? And he's like, he's got like mad names like .mp3, like fucking hash. It's like fucking.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I kind of rate it in a way, do you know what I mean? Because you can have your own little style on the titles and stuff, and it distinguishes yourself. But same way, like, for me, I don't know.
J. Cole had its
for a while, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
And the album, I was like, what the fuck?
It's a nightmare to be fucking Googleable.
Yeah.
It's like
we're running out of names. We're running out of names for tracks and people, and we are seriously. Like,
it's like when someone puts like a fucking like a 7 or something in the name. It's like,
yeah, it's true.
What is that supposed to be?
You're not optimized no more, innit? It's true, bro.
We just go down the route being Prince and just fucking
be a symbol.
Thing is, at first, it was all like, we want it to be all like unique and that, and then when you sort of start to think about it, like actually having a name that's like quite a common phrase that people would search is actually probably not a bad thing. Do you know what I mean? As long as they type, like, they'll type in the phrase that you might know from a Beyoncé tune or a Jay-Z tune or whatever, call the same thing as you, but if they type in your name, they'll find your tune.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it makes sense to have like simple titles in it, you know what I mean? Like, we're trying to go for the sort of accessibility thing, innit? We want people to hear it and digest it and just find it easily. So I think that's why we stepped away from the whole ideas thing. But it was definitely like, we rated it at the time. I'm glad you clocked onto it.
I like that.
It's something different, innit? That's exactly what we thought. Yeah. And then after like doing it like a little bit more, it just got to like, it's like you say, the numbers thing, innit? But
I think as well, it can be like, you can overthink these things as well, innit?
Mm.
And it can take too much of your time. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like the whole thing of like prioritizing on the thing that matters. And I'm a note effort, man. Like, I'll like prioritize on fucking all the wrong things. It's like,
yeah, 100.
Mate, just fucking pick a font.
We spent a long time
yeah, a long time, bro. Don't get me started on fonts. The way I look at the camera, so I feel about it, bro.
Well, I remember Sam Harris was saying, he goes, look, he goes, fucking, like, try and get yourself in a mindset. It's like, if you're going to be do that, like, make sure you fucking enjoy it, because otherwise, it's like,
it's tedious.
Rather than doing it, otherwise doing a task, you think, fucking, yeah, I'm rather not be doing this, because it's.
Yeah.
That's why, like, a lot of the times we've been trying to, like we started kind of in the last year or so, started trying to focus on doing just the bits that we actually enjoy and outsourcing all the bits that we don't, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Like,
you're paying a cameraman and shit, instead of trying to do the whole homemade thing and setting up your own camera and shit like that, and then, like, trying to edit it all yourself and that. It's so much better to just figure out, like, what you're good at, which is, for us, it's like, he's making a beat, so I'm good at doing the vocals. Yeah. But actually, being an editor, being all of this other stuff, I can do it, but I'm not enjoying it, and it takes away from the whole thing what I'm doing. Do you know what I mean? So it's just trying to simplify it more recently.
And it'll be better if you're enjoying it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, if you find someone that's enjoying that,
you pay someone a few hundred quid to do something like that they're focusing on, like editing, and that's their bread and butter, then your product's going to look better at the end of the day, you know what I mean?
If you're paying people and you're investing in it, it's like, one, you're going to be more serious about it because you're actually investing money into it.
Yeah, real.
And two, you're paying someone, so you're actually paying. It's not like you're waiting for your mate, fucking Dave, to fuck. Mate, if you fucking edited the video, I've been a bit missing. I had to go to the park with the kids. It's like, wherever you're actually like, no, this person's got a fucking job. But yeah, it is, because I did it earlier in the year, man. I was fucking on it relentless, but I was doing everything.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely everything.
I mean, yeah, I've seen your videos and that as well, bro.
I mean, C-Double was doing the ones which are like more like the movie ones, but everything else, like fucking all content was me, and I was just like, I just burnt out. I was like,
I see you.
I was doing an IGTV video every day, a reel a day, a post a day, at least 5 stories a day. And it was just like,
Jesus. No, that's sick though, bro. You got to do
that's
kind
how
of shit,
you
though.
Have to be now.
Yeah, that's how you got to be. But I can see how it's long though. I can see how it
to
feels.
To do it all yourself.
Yeah, definitely,
you know what I mean?
Bro.
I mean, like, to do that, it's like, now I'm like, right, I need a team to fucking, like you. Like, I need to say, right, who's going to do that? Who can I?
100.
And then it's like, how much can you afford each month? And
definitely,
all that sort
bro.
Of shit.
This is it. Don't get me wrong. We're trying to build a team, but same way, it's exactly what you just said. It's about how much you can afford and that. At the moment, it's like, we got set guys that will go and, like, pinpoint for the individual job when we need, but we still haven't got the full team which we can say, we've got enough money to pay you this much each month and do everything we need. So it's still
finding,
like,
the people that will actually do it a good job for the money as well.
A hundred.
You can waste a lot.
Definitely. So. A lot of it is just about trying to, like, scrape together what we've got to make sure that we can find the right person for each little job.
I don't know,
music's more expensive than you think when you start breaking down to all the individual things that you need to pay for. Do you know what I mean? Mixing, mastering, like, fucking studio, videos, all of that stuff in it. Do you know what I mean? And trying to find, like, and then videos gets broken down into filming, to editing, to even if you want props or another studio for that or whatever. It all adds up so much. So it's like, I don't know, like, we've been trying to knuckle down, but that's why our shit's comes like so thin and far between at the moment, innit? Because every single thing we want to do to the right quality.
So you're just gonna be focusing on singles for a while now?
I don't know, man. Should we get into the next what we're doing now? Bro, like, fucking, like, what we're doing at the moment, I don't know. Shall I just lead and you can just jump way in? Because I've got an idea, but we haven't. You got to think as well. Every time we meet up, we're still a little bit, they're still catching up to do, you know?
Catching up with his ideas and my ideas.
Yeah, like, putting our ideas together. So where I'm at the moment, I think I'm trying to put together demos, of like a solid project, innit?
Yeah.
We probably got about 15 tunes, maybe 20 tunes unreleased, like, that are good. Maybe half of them are good, ready to go. But I've got a load of unrecorded shit as well, and we're trying to make beats that match and that are proper nice. We want to put together like a body of work that we're proper happy with, and then cut it down to say, that's like 15 tunes or 14 tunes, that's like album worthy, innit? Do you know what I mean? And they all tell a story, and trying to do it like that and figure it out in a way where it'll be basically like demos made at pirate studios or wherever, innit? Like quick things that aren't like perfectly recorded and aren't in the best environment to record and that, but they're good enough to listen to. Trying to make the whole project, and once we've got it, we'll go, how do we want to approach this? We can save and put aside a budget and say, like, you know, we want to spend a few thousand on getting the videos together and doing some marketing and all that stuff. But at the moment, we were just doing singles every month for like the last, like, I don't know, like 10 months or something.
Yeah.
And like doing a quick, cheap video with my own camera, having my bridge and hold the camera or whatever. and it gets a few hundred views and then it moves on and that. We're not promoting it properly because we can't afford to, and we haven't really we're just trying to keep stuff moving. But actually, now that we've kind of got some stuff behind us, I think it's time to try and do it seriously. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
you can become a slave to the content or the algorithm.
What's the point of it as well? It's got to have like a purpose as well. Like just pushing content out is great. It's great, but it's like when Toby talks about like a concept and stuff like that, I feel like it needs to help you actually establish something for your brand, like another platform or another kind of step in your career. And I think like the singles for us was more kind of a practice of discipline because we'd never been that consistent before.
That's a good point, because we did it like that, innit? We'd put out like projects, but it was like I remember, for example, when I was in uni, like when I was like 20 or something, like maybe 6 years ago now, I put out a 17 track mixtape, and then the next year I put out like a 15 track one, and then I put out like an 8 track EP the same year as that. And I was putting out tunes, bare tunes, and they were all kind of roughly mastered and kind of sounding shit, and like and the videos were like really like some of them were like high budget, if spend like 5-6 bills on it or whatever, and then props and all of these things, and some of them were like hood videos, filmed for £50 on the block, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like the quality wasn't consistent, and I just didn't look as good as I wanted to. And it was like, so we thought, alright, how do we make this look more professional? It took us ages, innit? Because I took some time out of making music and dropping shit in. I took some like quite a lot of time out, maybe two years, and I spoke to him in the meantime and I was like, look, I want to try and do some music still, but I want to do it properly, innit? Like I want to make sure that I was getting frustrated with what I'm just talking about and not actually like releasing the music and consistently, and having this big projects and then nothing for months and not having the right money. And I thought, let me just take some time and figure out how I actually want to approach this whole thing, because it's an art, innit? Do you know what I mean? You care about everything that I'm saying in a tune is like something personal to me that I care about, that I want to get my message across, innit? So I was getting frustrated with putting out shit for the sake of putting it out, and really, like, there was deeper meaning behind my lyrics, but I'm putting it out as if it was just some £50 as if it's anything. So I thought, let's in this time off, I spoke to him a lot and I was like, let's try and plan it so that we actually have like a stream of music to release, you know what I mean? That's where that EP came from, because we already had tunes that weren't released. We were like, let's just actually do this as a proper thing. Get some professional artwork, get a photographer in, get it mastered by some external guy, and take that next step, innit? But now it's the same thing again, almost. Like, we want to take the next step after that, you know what I mean? Now it's like, it's gone from being consistent was good for a bit.
Yeah.
So we want to now go from being more
a body of work.
Yeah, bro. Something that I can say, this is me on a plate. Yeah. You know.
Because the thing is, if you're doing it like in the demo thing as well, you can always the ones that you don't want to remake and put the money into. Mm-hmm. You can put those demo ones out anyway. Four contents
I'm thinking like when we do cut the slack from the what we're working on at the moment, there'll probably be like 10 good tunes there, bruv. I don't want to waste them. It will definitely be a case of like, let's just get them quickly mixed or something and put them out as an EP before the body of work, you know what I mean? Definitely. But I think there's definitely something to say. Like, I've been doing music for fucking long time, bruv, and I never put out something where I can say, that's my project. That's me. That's me. Do you know what I mean?
I put out fucking something that 2017, like you had like, no, it wasn't 2017. When was it? Fucking last year, 2021, like 2017.
Yeah, yeah.
Miles away.
I got you.
Fucking, yeah, like I had a break from 2016 and like fucking just come off offline completely and was like, and then you mean I put it out.
And it sounds and like I, me, bruv, same thing. And I put it out, but
like, it was like a proper body of work. I was like, I'm fucking proud of this.
Yeah.
And like, where you've been away for so long and all that, and like, it was just like, oh, just like, almost like falls on fucking deaf ears.
Yeah, like, a wasted man, a wasted what shot waste. Of a good shot as well.
I get you, bro, and I'm conscious of that as well. I'm conscious of that as well. What I'm thinking is that, like, the one thing I don't want to skip out on is the marketing. Yeah. When I do finally drop it, I do want to spend money on all types of social promo and that. But the one thing is, like, so I did management at uni, music management at uni, but I'm still kind of shit at it.
Yeah.
I've got a degree in it. I'm still kind of shit at it, bruv. Really and truly. I want someone to just come in and be like, this is how you market a project. A to B, like, do this, put money in here, and you'll get views back or whatever, like, to, you know what I mean, bruv?
It's a mind traction. Bill, because, like, outside of this, like, what we do, I feel like most people looking in assume that the marketing's the easier part, but nah. I think that's the hardest part of it all. Like,
so hardest
the
creators, we've got bangers, we've got bangers with 300 views, bro. We've got bangers with 300 views, bro. I'm telling you, that some of the tunes we got are hard, bro. Sorry, you can tell I've had a few drinks today. Some of the tunes we got are hard, bro, and you've got 300 views, and you think, come on, like, come on.
Yeah, well, where's
see
the rest?
Trash. Yeah, see trash with like 100K, bro, and them
and eating. It's deflating, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, whoa, like yeah.
My Spotify fucking profile is like, I look at it and I think, why am I even fucking doing this?
No, 100, listen.
I may as well just fucking listen to it myself.
No, it's real, it's real. Listen, no, we got a Spotify story, bruv. When that photo EP dropped,
this is
pink
mad
cover,
this is mad.
So there's another artist called Draper, right? And like, it's his surname as well, and it's, that's why I'm called Draper. It's just my surname, my old name. I used to do music under an alias that I was called Drapes. It was like my childhood name in school, in the corridors. They call my Drapes, like, do little grind bars or whatever. That's what they called me. And then it just sounded a bit childish. I went and did Draper, and when I relaunched my music with him, if that makes sense, and we called it under Draper. And there's another artist, an EDM guy, like, called Draper. He's from the UK, but he's like big, do you know what I mean?
Okay. He does like Dua Lipa remixes.
Yeah, he does some mad shit, bruv. He does his thing, bruv. And like, fam, we put our EP out and it went on his page and it was like, it was sick, but it was also mad embarrassing. Yeah. So I was like, oh shit, this guy with like fucking 400,000 monthly listeners is like, you know what I mean? I messaged him like, my bad, do you know what I mean? Like, because you know, I'm not just some black artist, bro.
Because there is that whole thing going on, isn't there?
Yeah, in retrospect, I'm an idiot. Yeah? Because he took it, he flagged it up with his distribution. We flagged it up with DistroKid. Yeah. And within like 3 days, it moved on to the other thing. But in that 3 days, we had like 20,000 streams or whatever, fucking 8,000 monthly listeners or something in our page. And it, because even though it was on his page, it's still linked to our artist page, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. So we got bare streams, bruv, and bare monthly listeners on the first month that our shit dropped. Yeah. And it made us feel like, yo, this is sick. And we started dropping we started dropping the better tunes later. The better tunes come out month by month, and we're just going down, bruv. We're on about what is it, 64 monthly listeners now, bruv? Down from like 7,000 like last year, bruv. So like, Spotify, DistroKid, sort your shit out, bruv. Because that's dark.
That was painful.
That's dark. Do you know what I mean?
That was painful.
That's dark for him as well, bruv. Because really and truly, like, them tunes aren't—they're all right. They're not all that though. It's just some mute just shouting his thoughts like on a grind beat and that, like on his,
and that kid's like
on his,
top of his
industry, on his big page and that. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of peak for him.
I know that. Like, I know there's like a whole like market of that, like fucking, like they keep getting tracks and like putting my fucking Spotify for art, not for artist, but release radar.
Yeah.
And it's like by Machiavelli and fucking like it's all this, and it's like some shit instrumentals. Like
fully.
Yeah. It's like not to do this. They're trying to link it to the people's profiles.
They
I know that there's also another
JLS. They did it with JLS.
Did they?
Yeah. I think it was last year. Like everyone was like, oh my god, JLS have released a drill song.
That was like a few months ago, bro. JLS's drill tune.
Yeah,
I swear Aston was kind of going in as well, bro. He's like proper London voice.
there's another thing on YouTube as well, which they keep doing, is hacking. It's more so for like people who make like instrumental music. So people who make instrumental music, other people are going on and claiming that song on YouTube as copyright. And then YouTube are basically like, it's no fucking to do with it. I actually have to get hold of their management.
Yeah.
And there's like, I watched a video and some guy, he was like, look, he goes, it wasn't so bad for him because I think he was like quite a reputable fucking composer and he had label and management and money backing him.
Yeah.
He's like, but if you didn't have that and you couldn't go to the extent I could, he goes, you probably ain't fucking going to get your song back.
Shit.
So you're putting songs out and other people are like, claim.
Yeah,
it's claim.
It's fucking shit, bro. Wow. For the tiniest thing you can get claimed, man. It's mad.
And it is, it's like
it's all mad. That's why we don't use no samples in that, brother. Even I remember what was this year? Maybe the first flag for that year, when I think 2014, 2015, I did a tune with Socks. You know Graham MC Socks from Birmingham? Yeah, I done a tune with him back in the day, bro. And like he said a lyric about Rick Ross and like Hoff or whatever, and we used the Rick Ross sample where it goes Hoff like that, We used the sample. And I sent him the video, and he was like, bruv, you're going to get flagged on YouTube. And I was like, nah, they won't care about that. I uploaded
for the ad lib.
They took my video down before I even published it. I got flagged, bruv, for using just the hook, just for the ad lib.
Wow.
And then I was like, he'd already been through that shit. He knew. Do you know what I mean? He told me, like, he was like, yeah, you're going to get flagged for that. And I was like, oh, bruv, it's fine, innit? And as soon as I uploaded it, I got flagged, and I was like,
yeah.
When an experienced artist tells you something, you should probably listen. Do you know what I mean? I was like, I'm a dick, so I had to go and re-edit the whole, export the whole thing just without the sample in it. It was so long.
I've for the first time ever, I've gone through and I put in. It was about last month, so I've done a version of Mad World. It's not even samples. So like as a cover, and the guys played the instrumentals is different, but the hook is all around me are familiar faces. I've actually used the hook, but it's another girl singing it, and it's I went through and I sent off to, it was, I think it was BMI.
Yeah.
I messaged them and they said, yeah, cool. And it all went smooth. I was like, oh, this is quick. This is fast.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't heard of nothing for like 2 months now, and fucking chasing them up. I was like, oh, long. That's just long. So yeah. Probably won't fucking do it. Unless you want some of this throwaway and you're going to do a cover and just put it on YouTube. But to release it,
you're not trying to actually like profit off it.
Use it as a marketing tool.
I get you.
But yeah, it's fucking...
There needs to be some kind of setup or system for that. It's ridiculous.
Like, I said, when someone asked me, they said, if there was one thing you could change about the music industry, what would it be? I said, I would set up like a non-profit like company where all artists could go and it would standardize it. So every time you release a song, no matter whether you're a label signed independent, when you release it, when you register for PRS or anything, you say on there, is this song available for sampling? Yes, no. If it's no, boom, no one can do it. If it's yes... Then you have a standardized fucking system of like chorus. If you've lifted a chorus of a sample, it's going to cost you more money and you pay the artist X amount of percentage. If you use an obscure fucking bomb.
If you use the ad-lib from Rick Ross.
Take your tune down from YouTube, bro. Take your tune down from YouTube, but I had to go in fucking, remove the ting from the audio, then I had to go in and put it onto the video, then I had to render the video again, then export the video again, then upload the video again. So many steps because I used the ad-lib that really, who gives a fuck, bro? Rick Ross ain't gonna be there like, yo, you're making money off my shit, bruv. And even if I was making money off his shit, how much does it matter, bruv? Like, what?
To him.
47p, bruv. Do you know what I mean? Take your 47p.
Do you know what? I had it with
Rick Ross were cool, yeah?
I had it with a track I done, Scorcher, in 2013.
Oh, yeah.
And it was only last year they caught out with me. Like, I think I've still got the email saved. And it was the whoever owned the rights, right, to the sample. It was a dead TBS EP. And whoever owned the rights to the sample emailed me after all these years and said, basically, you've sampled this.
Hold on.
We want $2,000 fucking for the master rights. We want $2,000 for this. Uh-uh. And then they're like, I was like, and then no, and that was it. And then they want half of what revenue I paid. I was like, I've made 17p.
Yeah, bro. I'm sorry, I can't breeze over that though. I clocked like delayed halfway through. You say you did a tune with Scorcher?
No, the song was called Scorcher.
I was thinking, bruv, a tune with Scorcher. And I thought it was his label or something. I was going to say, that's mad. That's mad, so the tune called Scorcher.
I can't remember what the sample was. It was like some jazz sample or something. Yeah. But like, yeah, whoever it was, they'd like...
That's mad that they even... Because the thing is, if it was at a point where it's only making 17p, how'd they even discover the tune?
I have no idea. Trust me, it's long.
I have no idea. But it didn't get... It wasn't on YouTube. It was on Spotify that they'd done it.
It was on Spotify.
So they'd sent me the Spotify link and they said they found it on Spotify. Wow. So they hadn't even found this one on YouTube. So this one, I don't know how they'd done it because it hadn't been flagged on YouTube either.
It might be Shazam. Is there some weird Shazam tech to like check for samples in tune? Maybe.
Yeah, because like, I remember I did it on when Dane did his Caress My Hand Sweetheart album and I released it all. I did it all through CD Baby.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what's CD Baby saying? Are they all right?
Yeah, they're right. I mean, I've used both. The reason I would switch to DistroKid is because DistroKid...
You switched to DistroKid, yeah?
Yeah, because...
We were thinking about swapping to CD Baby.
CD Baby's good. If you've got
This is good. This is good music industry insight here. This is actual real shit. Come, let's talk.
If you've got CD Baby and you're going to put an album out, use CD Baby.
Yeah.
Because you're going to put it out. They're going to take a percentage. I think it's 9% or whatever they take. But you pay it once, that's it there forever. And you mean it's like there's nothing else. Yeah. But DistroKid,
you have to pay yearly and to keep it up and shit.
It's a myth, bro.
It's a myth. So the one thing I'm thinking, like, I know all the distribution things, the platforms do have an option to move your uploads to their platform, if that makes sense. But I'm thinking, like, I've got a CD Baby account. I've got a few different accounts, do you know what I mean? Mm. But we use DistroKid, but like, DistroKid make it notoriously difficult to do anything, so I can imagine how much of a ball ache it's going to be to move it. Have you ever done that before?
Like, I have. I switched from as long as you keep the same ISRC number, it's easy.
He's got a spreadsheet of all of our ISRCs, bro.
Yeah, you're like me.
He's the guy, bro. Trust me. That's why he's my. That's why we're, bro. That's why.
That's just letters.
That's my guy, bro.
It's like a code. ISRC is an international code for like a song, and like if it gets played on radio or whatever, your ISRC
it's linked to the metadata of the tune, so it's linked to the WAV that you send them, innit? The tune you send them if it's got the right code,
so
in
that's
it,
how PRS you'll get, pick up on
upload the same file that you sent them if PRS will know, oh, that's the file they sent us when they play the tune that you sent, it's embedded in the tune, innit?
Like, if you're going to release like an album but you're going to release the singles beforehand, you make sure you use the same ISRC code, because your streams and data will stay with that. It's called the waterfall effect.
So you
release like an album worth of singles and then you put them all out on the album at the end and remove all the singles from the streamer site, and then boom, your album on release day has got fucking loads of streams.
Wow.
It's not like cheated streams, because you genuinely it's like,
who was it, bruv? You seen
all of them.
Damn.
ISRC. Yeah, bro. This looks like his one as well, bro. Come on, man. Levels. ISRC.
But yeah.
Wait, on that note, bro. Who was it? KSI, bro. Do you know KSI, the YouTuber?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah.
Bro, my man, like, he does YouTube and he does music as well. And his music's been getting more and more. He does boxing and all of that, yeah. His music's getting bigger. But he dropped an album and I seen it had 88 million streams on the first day, and I was like,
what?
Like, whoa, that's a lot of streams. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? I was like, bruv, you're doing bits. And then I realized, boom, he's got like a tune with Lil Durk and a tune with X, Y, and Z, a tune with Future and a tune with X, Y, Z, whatever, that came out as singles before the album didn't it? So when he dropped, he probably only got five mil views
still,
on the day, but in comparison to the 88 that is said on his all-time plays for the album, he was like sharing it like, yo, this is mad. And I'm looking at it going, yeah, that is mad, but actually when you deep it, it's actually because of the singles. Do you know what I mean? Like, it does, it's a clever way to do it, man.
It's smart, man.
It's
we should probably get on it when we do our album,
which we're talking about.
Have you thought you should maybe join DKNBA as well, man?
What's that?
Damien Keyes. You follow any of Damien Keyes' stuff on YouTube?
I've got him on YouTube, but I don't watch that much of his stuff. But
he's got like his thing online. I think it's like $15 a month or whatever it is. But like, you obviously you get access to his Facebook group and all courses, and he's constantly putting courses on the thing.
Right. Okay.
But he does it. There's no like, he's not like paying you extra for courses. It's like, bam, this is it. You pay it a month and like.
That's good.
And it's really good. I was in it and like, I need to go back in. Like,
is it worth it?
They put me as a moderator in the Facebook group because I was like proper in it. Like, got hammered into it. And they're so like, it's him and his Mrs. Ella. And they're safe as fuck.
Yeah.
And like, the knowledge for the marketing side of things.
What's it? What are they called?
DKMBA.
DKMBA.
I'm not going to lie, I thought that was like, you know when you see on Instagram like all these people saying they can change your career, I thought he was one of them. That's why I kind of ignored it. But now he's
obviously he does that because it's like he's got to fucking do that to sell his thing. But he's like, theirs is completely different. What draws me to them is like the fucking authenticity and down to earth. There's none of this like, you can have this. It's like, obviously he highlights people who've gone through his thing, who've like done the main thing, but once you go in there, it's like, nah, it's like he's teaching you strategy by strategy of like, this is how you do it. Like, obviously build the value first, like normal thing, but it's like structured courses, how to do Facebook ads, how to do Instagram ads, different types of ad strategies to do for, and it's all based on music. And he's constantly updating it for the modern thing, but he created BIM.
Oh, okay.
So he was, So Damo, it was him and three others.
Bruv, I should have known his name, bruv. BIM. My bad, BIM.
But yeah, he's just doing his thing online.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's sick, bro.
So I checked that out. So even if you just do it like for a month, I think you might be doing free trials or whatever, but
100%. No, I made a note, bro. Definitely, bro. Especially if he made BIM for him. I fucking gave him, 21 grand? For my uni. So I gave my man peas, bruv. So I better trust him, man. Fucking pay him £15 and get the lessons, bruv. 21 bags, bruv. And I'm gonna tell him fuck off, bruv. Nah, bruv. Yo, listen, my man, yo, I rate you, bruv. I'm gonna check your course out, innit?
I think when he sold it, because he'd done a thing recently, he said, like, when he sold his part in it, like, because he loves the bit.
I was there when they, like, I was a student when they sold it.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. It's kind of like maybe 4 or 5 years ago now, maybe.
Yeah. So, he said he was, he loves it now. So he does 2 live streams every week. And like, if you're in the group, like, you put your questions in that. But he loves that. He loves that ground root shit.
He
like said when BIM got so big, like, he didn't really like the scalability of it. There was no like, interpersonal, it's like, no, shit, hard, this is grown, it's massive, it's like, great, cool, right, you know, I want to go and do something a bit 100. more. like personal, but like, yeah.
What's he doing now? Is that
that's his thing now? Yeah. So it's that. It's like I mean, it only started like the group and the website only started. I think it was beginning of last year. Prior to that, he was just doing YouTube videos of how to help musicians.
That's like, where I'd seen him. Yeah.
And then he like was like, oh no. Then he's like now actually created like a mini online fucking
course.
Well, course is like you go in there, you got access to all of them. Like,
yeah.
So it's a great tool for independent artists.
Yeah, sounds hard. 100.
Where was I going before that?
Fart knows.
I had something on my fucking tip of my brain what we were talking about.
We derailed and went off on music
market. Oh yeah, CD Baby, that was it.
Yeah, CD Baby, that's it.
So yeah, to switch it over, as long as you got your ISRC code, you'll have a different barcode. You just pay for a new barcode, and as long as it's been taken from the other one, you put the same ISRC, upload all the same details. Make sure though, all the metadata is to a T. Well, I'm sure it is because you've got it all written down.
Yes, he's the guy, bro. I don't know nothing about the meta there. He knows everything. And I trust because like I was obviously I did management. I tried to learn a lot of the technical, all these little bits, bro. And I was just fucking like, I think by me getting involved and trying to tell him what it was, I was making it worse, bruv. So now I just leave it to him. So now I trust that the metadata is on point, bruv. Because he knows, bruv. Because he did the research and he was like correcting me where I was wrong. I was like, bruv, that's on you.
Just you do that.
Yeah, that's you, bruv.
Because as well, because you with PRS and all that as well.
Because
I think
what was our first PRS, bruv? Like 21p, bruv. Yeah. We got one play on some next radio that was registered, but it was like some cheap. You know what I mean?
I'm happy. I looked at my account the other day. I'm due like £6.
Jeez, bro. You're winning.
Bank, bro.
That was from like BBC Introduce Him.
Is that where it's from?
But like, if it weren't for that, it would be
from last year?
This payment coming?
£6
this quarterly.
What, from fucking Why Don't You Listen To Me?
That, no.
£2 of it's mine, isn't it?
And No, it's not. We couldn't register that with PRS.
Because
we didn't have the rights to have the instrumental.
Oh,
to fucking it's from Don't Need That For Christmas.
All right, keep your £2.
But I'll give you £2 if you want me. But because we couldn't register Why Don't You Listen To Me.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Which is annoying because of the producer.
Yeah, that's long.
And he said, you can't put it on, which is annoying, which I think is much better working with people that you've got the relationship.
It was just one of them ones where I was working with so many producers, bruv. All right, and I'm not, do you know what? I'm going to say something here, but I don't want to go too much into it because I'll start ranting now and make myself look like an asshole, innit? And I'm not an asshole, I promise you. But
he's not an asshole. He comes across as one, like he fully comes across as one.
Listen, I work with some producers, I work with some producers on some madness, bruv. And when I say some madness, like producers that I met online, I sent hundreds of pounds to get their beats exclusives or whatever, and they got nicked for some fuckery, bruv. But more than just fuckery, bruv, like shit that I would actually fuck a man up over, bruv. Work with some bad mind producers, bruv. And I'm paying good money for exclusive beats, and shit comes out and it just makes you feel like an absolute dickhead for lining those people's pockets, you know what I mean? And it got so personal for me. I was like, bruv, I'm never working with an online producer again, bruv.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck these man, bruv. Because you don't know what man's on, bruv. This guy, like, I can't even, if I go in there, I'll start going mad, bruv. I'll start getting rage and, you know, I'm already too emotional for what the story was. Do you know what I mean? Fuck this guy, bruv. But yeah, I spent lots of money with this guy and he moved like a dickhead and it made me realise I never work with an online person again. I'd still work, if I link a producer, I'll FaceTime them, I'll chat to them, and I'll be like, yeah, cool, when can we get in the studio in person? And I'll suss them out, bro. If the session's shit or the guy's moving weird and I get weird energy at all, straight away I'm locking it off, bro. It takes like a good like 10 sessions before I get to trust someone and say, yeah, I'll do a tune with you after what my man was on, do you know what I mean? But that's why it's so much simpler now, because me and Louis got the metadata sorted, we got all the things, we got the tables, we got like a whole system where we know
and it's 50-50, he's exactly not paying me for beats.
Everything is 50-50, it's like a creative split, do you know what I mean? Everything is like I co-produce the beats with him, but I'm not saying I want 25% of the beat, and then I'm not saying none of that. It's just like we'll literally split everything 50-50. Dead down. I'll tell you what I want for the beat, and then I give you my vocals, and then we go release it, bro. And that's the same with, like, if a producer that I've met is on that, I work with them. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But that's why it always takes about 10 fucking sessions to get the message through to them. What I'm actually trying to do here, innit? And that's why I work with him exclusively, unless someone is willing to take that graft and to prove to me that they're not some dickhead, bruv. Do you know what I mean? Or on some long thing. Like, because really and truly, bruv, it's like his beats are fire, fam. Why would I need, why would I waste my time paying fucking £300 for an exclusive from some dickhead who's going to go get nicked for XYZ, bruv? Do you know what I mean? Like, mad thing, sorry, bruv. I went off, my bad.
But you're right, it's like there's something you said about building rapport and building magic with someone that you, do you mean? It's like when you get someone as well.
So we went
it's a relationship.
We went to college together, about what, 9 years? 9 years ago?
Eight years ago.
You're 2012. I'm 26. I went to college when I was
2012 when we started. No, it was, 2012 when we started.
No, I was 17. So 9 years, bruv. I went to college with him 9 years ago and like fucking, and like, I've worked with a lot of producers in the meantime, but we've constantly made tunes since we met each other in college, you know what I mean? There's been on and off periods where there's been a couple, like a year or two, we didn't really link up that much. He sent beats, but we didn't do nothing, but we consistently made tunes and no one else really stood that test of time, innit, do you know what I mean? And it just shows, bruv, because I've worked with all these people and really and truly, like, I don't know, man, like, fucking, you can tell when something's authentic, innit, do you know what I mean? We just make tunes what we fuck with. We're sitting there listening to the tunes like, yo, this one's hard. Do you know what I mean? Like, and when I'm making tunes of other people, it's either like they're either super gassed or they're not into it. Do you know what I mean? And you
when tell, people are only half on it as well.
Yeah, because, when they're half on it, it's a dead thing. You just don't even want to be there. And when they're too gassed, they're like, they're like, you're some rapper. Like, you've got a name that I think is going to benefit me. It comes across boogie. Do you know what
I
mean?
Yes, man.
So that's why it's just like, it takes so long for me to actually say, yo, I actually fuck with you and I'll work with you. Do you know what I mean? Like I was saying to you about that one you, I'm not going to say his name because it's going out, but that one you that I was saying, yo, he actually seems pretty safe, bro. Because I've actually spoke to him enough now and I'm thinking, yo, he's got a consistent stream of beats and he's good. Like, we could run with that. Do you know what I mean? But like, obviously, when you think about music as well, oh my God, I'm off on one.
It's normally us doing this.
When you think about music as well, there's so many layers to it, innit? So like Louis is like the executive producer on everything, bruv. Even if I'm fucking working with another producer who makes the beat, do you understand? Like, he'll send me the beat, the guy will send me the beat, I'll go record it and I'll tell the guy, yeah, I need the stem so I can send it to him to polish it up to how I want it to be, do you know what I mean? And then he'll be like, yeah, this is ready, like between him or the other producer or whatever, but they'll like, really, Louis gets the final say of this is a final pre-master ready to go to the mastering engineer. Do you know
so
what I mean?
So you mix, you're the mix engineer.
He's my recording engineer, the beat maker, the general sound producer, and the mixing engineer as well. You know what I mean?
You've just been outsourcing the mastering then.
He can master. Nice, he was mastering before, but I'm dobbing you in this one here, bruv. He would take like 60 odd takes to do him, like 60 versions to do a master. He's a perfectionist, bruv, and he's very sick at it. It sounds sick, but when man is sending me 60 versions of the track, I'm getting frustrated. Yeah. I'm saying, yo, we need to find somebody who's going to send us 2 versions of the track and it's done.
What's the difference between that one, that one, that one?
Yeah. I don't care. I don't know. And sometimes they'll make a tiny tweak and I'm like, oh, you need to change it back to the last one. And, you know what I mean? And it's just like,
and then he's on the detail with me too.
I'm giving him detail and it's making it worse. So it's like, let's just think about this. He's good at mixing it to how we want it to. He knows exactly how I want my vocals to sound now. But the mastering thing, the finishing the track, let's find someone good to do that.
Have you got a mastering engineer that you only work with?
Yeah, Get Real Audio. Get Real Audio. Okay, Josh, you're a fucking bad man. He's the best mastering engineer I ever worked with, bro. Yeah, like, he does the mad thing, bro. He's based in Bath as well, isn't he? Get Real Audio, bro.
Because I am.
If you need anyone from mastering, bro, we'll put you through, bro.
Pete Mayer.
And I heard his name. Where's he from? Is he big or something?
But he's like, he's a G. So like, if you're an independent artist, he'll do it for £28.
£28
per song for an independent artist. If you're a label, he'll charge more. He's like mastered his credentials. Like, do you mean he's he's got like a long list of credentials. Been around for years. All genres.
Wow.
Like, and it's just like, but I only do it if it's an album or something. Like singles, I just fucking
slap a limiter on.
I put it through Ozone.
Put it out, bruv.
Ozone,
just put it through Ozone,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, man.
Because the thing is,
ship
right,
it, bruv.
I've mixed it.
I work in video games, bro. That's what we say when the game's not ready. Ship it, bruv.
Yeah,
trust me, bruv.
But the thing with it, like if you mixed it, like, do you mean it's like, well, I don't know what I'm mastering. I mixed it up. I want to sound. I just want to sound louder. It sounds right to me.
Slap a limit. Oh, it hits zero. It's about right.
Yeah, that's it. Bob's your own call.
Yo, I'm not a producer. Don't take me for that.
But yeah, with the mix, like I'm the same. I remember like I did that Don't Need Night for Christmas track and I kept sending it to Dad Boy or Clever. I was like, oh, this one. He's like, what have you done? Yeah. You changed something of you.
I was going to say quickly about them putting a limit on it. People say about the whole like, the purpose of a master is to take a really good mix and just kind of make it louder. Mm. Like, a lot of people say if you've mixed it perfectly, all you need is a limit compression.
Yeah.
That's
like
it.
And the thing is, now with streaming, it's like they're going to fucking change the volume anyway. So you don't need to go with the loudness.
No, not at all.
Because it's all like
the LUFS.
Band of minus 14 generally, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's fucking. Yeah. What's your. What do you mix on?
It's not the best thing for mixing on. A lot of producers would say I use Ableton, which is what I make the beats in anyway.
Bruv, the way you said that's like he's making a confession, bruv. I use Ableton. I'm sorry, I use Ableton. Listen, Ableton's bad boy, bruv. Ableton's sponsor, bruv. He's been doing it for years.
I always say it's like if you're a chef, you know how to cook it. You just go into all the kitchens are similar. You just got to find out what drawer the fucking knives are in or whatever.
I'm going to put in you're right, brother. 100%. You can take a DAW, a door. Yeah, you can take a music interface and fucking if you know how to make a beat, you can make it sound sick. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If you know how to mix, you can make it sound sick because it all does the same thing in essence. But the one thing I don't like about Ableton, I don't know if this might sound like I might fall on deaf ears. I'm a producer at a video games company for my full time job.
Yeah.
So like. We like all the menus and shit in a game. It's called the UI, user interface, bruv. Yeah. The UI on Ableton is weird.
It feels a bit plasticky.
It feels a bit like a toy. It feels a little bit...
a Game Boy door.
Really and truly, you go on Fruity Loops and it looks all modern and sleek and like man's in my rich spaceship and shit. Like, bruv, just give me a nicer UI, bruv. And I'll use Ableton.
I'll use Ableton, bruv.
But Fruity Loops. Yeah, bruv, you go on Fruity, it looks nice, bruv. And you ever see Studio One? Studio One looks lit, bruv. And Fruity's nice, bruv. And Reason even looks all right, bruv. But Logic and Ableton, bruv, they look like fucking like nasty.
But you can change the colours in Ableton. That's nice.
Give a fuck, bruv. It still looks like ass, bruv. Like,
playing skins.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Are you trying to microtransaction?
I got the Ableton Deadpool skin.
Trying to microtransaction, man, bruv. 79p a skin to make a thing look good, bruv. Nah, fuck that, bruv. I want a decent door, bruv. I want Fruity, bruv. I might get Fruity. I'm an advert for Fruity, bruv. I've been thinking about it. I use Logic, if anyone's wondering. I use Logic. And I don't use Logic 10. I use Logic 9 because they taught me in college on Logic 9
and in fact
they taught us both. Obviously we started in Logic 9 and then halfway through college Logic 10 came out and also Ableton came out and they decided like literally in the second year of college to like change the syllabus to be around Ableton
so after we started the second year, they switched it and
they started saying make all your beats in Ableton, do all your shit in Ableton, your projects in Ableton, bruv. I'm so sorry, Ben and Adam, if you watch
this, there are teachers.
I'm so sorry if you watch this. Yeah. Half the shit I submitted, where you have to just give a wav of the final bounce. I made it in Logic, and then I said, "Yo, it's in Ableton." And the brief was make it in Ableton, but I made it in Logic and just gave them the beat, bro. Because what the fuck, bro? I can't like how you taught me in Logic. Anyway? That's what I learned, And bro, like. Smoking that, bruv. Do you know what I mean? My memory's not all that, bruv. So it took me so long to get my head around Logic and how all that shit works.
Yeah.
Try and teach me Ableton midway through, and my head was like, no, I can't do this. Did most of my work in Logic, and then when I needed Ableton work, I was like, Louis, how do I do it? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, do you know what I'm saying? And bruv, I blagged my way through college. Ben and Adam, I'm so sorry, boys. I just confess, listen, confessions of an Ableton user, we gotta tag them on socials, bruv. Them man are gonna laugh, man.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's fuck, bruv. Yeah, fuck Ableton. It's not that. He uses it, and he's good. He's very good at it. His beat sounds sick in Ableton, bro. I can't use it.
So do you mix in there? You mix in there?
I know. I'm mental. I know.
You mix in Ableton as well.
I know. It's actually not ideal for mixing.
Sacrilege, bro.
But what I like about Ableton is you can undo fader changes, which you can't undo in Logic. Like,
and I'll tell you what.
And when you're mixing, undoing a fader change is really nice to be able to click back and forth.
I don't know what undoing a fader change means, but I know that the audio is non-destructive and it's destructive in Logic and it's long, bruv. So the audio in Ableton, actually, like the way you can manipulate it is way better than Logic or Reason or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So there's definitely good reasons to use it. I'm just a bitch for like something
also,
that looks nice. Do you
it's
know
got
what I mean?
The
like
cleanest,
about the user experience.
Oh, sorry,
like, now nah, go on.
I was gonna say it's got the cleanest digital to analog conversion. If you're getting super nerdy, it's
apparently,
like out of all the doors, it's as clean as Pro
really?
Tools. It's ridiculous.
I trust
I'm not
him
joking.
For that.
Because I use Pro Tools. I switched to Pro Tools from Cubase like 2013.
Mm. Yeah, it was a while back.
And then like and then I've recently picked up Cubase again, but I haven't. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go back to Cubase.
Yeah.
I've got, because they had the 50th anniversary sale.
Bro, I remember.
No, it's the 50th anniversary, Cubase.
It was, the other year. Shit. Like, it was just like 2 years ago. And because they had it, they had 50% off.
1971
right?
or 1970.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They were the first ones. So Pro Tools weren't actually the first door. Oh. Cubase was, or it was Cubasis or whatever it was then. But anyway, so like, they had 50% off. And I was like, fucking, because I could get a cross grade because I'm a licensed owner of Pro Tools. Mm. It was like, I paid, it was about £100, I think it was, for the full version of Cubase.
Damn.
I was like, fucking, boom.
Jeez.
And I was like, fuck. Like, do you mean some? But yeah, I haven't gone back in to learn it. But yeah, that and Slate plugins for me, man.
Ooh, Slate
plugins. Here we go again.
Lovely.
Here we fucking go again, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to get endorsed by Slate. Do you know what we said it the other week? I took a little snippet of it, so we had Jay on here. And I was
Which
J.S. Scott, so what's his Manuka? He's calling himself that.
I know about 50 J's, so I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah. Smoky
He was like, we were talking, I kept talking about Slate plugins, and they were like, you sure you're not fucking like secretly selling from? And I put like the little clip up and like tagged Slate Digital. They like followed back on Instagram. I was like, whoa,
it's coming.
To get that endorsement, might start fucking just putting out at the beginning of all your podcasts.
Yeah, standard.
Sponsored by Slate.
Yeah, go on, bro.
Who was it you said did that then, and they fucking, the podcast blew, and then they took all the products away and they paid them.
Gasworks,
is it? What, go on.
So they kept,
shed the beans,
they kept putting products on,
you know, Alhan and Poet.
They kept putting the M&M's and the Coca-Cola
and then like
that.
then when it blew, they like took it all away and then like all the people that
they
were like, where's our products gone? Like, do you know what I mean? They were like, well, pay us and we'll put them back there. Like, do you mean?
Nah, them man are sick for that though. That's hard, bro. That's hard. Listen, I'll just turn this, I'll hide that.
Go on, Sprite, where's your money?
Where's your money, bro? Yeah, trust me, man. You don't know about this rum I'm drinking, bro. Alcoholics Anonymous, bruv. Anonymous branding, bruv. Fuck that, bruv.
Espresso.
There was no brand on that rum, bruv.
Espresso.
You man could suck him up. £500 at least, bruv, per episode. Per person, per episode.
Yeah, come
on. Pay me my royalties.
Ain't it, bruv?
Yeah.
No, I think. Yeah, we're close.
Are
to
we there?
End, you know?
Are we there?
Or somehow, I don't
we
know.
We waffled the whole way through, bruv. Yeah, I love that.
We've done that all day today.
You lot smashed it.
That was
where's
good.
It? Yeah. I'm gonna break the fourth wall here. What is it? Four episodes a day, yeah?
Mm. Yeah, here we go.
Pattern. That's sick. Yeah. How often do you film then?
Every 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, last time it was like the first one that it went like horribly wrong.
Yeah, we missed. Like, did we miss one this week, innit?
And next week there's not one tomorrow either.
Oh, is there not?
It's the first time it's happened. There's a gap. But I just thought, it's fucking 2 weeks. Basically, like the first time we had two people on the day. Fucking pull out. No, it's three people on the same day.
Oh, that's bad.
That pull out game was weak.
Yeah. I like Billy.
No, it was just Billy Wiz and us two on one.
Yeah, it was.
One ourselves, and then Billy Wiz came for one, and it was like fucking just
mad.
Fell apart like all on one day. I was like, oh shit.
Always the way, bro.
But it's the first time it happened. Generally,
pretty reliable.
Most people are like they're reliable, or like the other times that's kind of happened, we just pull people in last night. Like, wanna come on? They're like, yeah, fucking
sick. You look like it's smashed though, bruv. This whole little setup's nice, bruv.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
moving. Me and Louis is trying to move into a gaff in January in Bristol and that, and like, fuck, we got our other boy in as well. And between us, we got like four microphones, like three sound cards, like fucking bare equipment, bruv. Bare audio. We got a camera and that as well. My camera shoots in 4K. It's not as nice as that one, but it's decent. Like,
and what that's quite cost us. So, like, we got like a nice little deal here already, because Costa, that's his bread and butter, man. He like he does a lot of corporate shit and all that, so he's like
sick.
That's what he does for a
living. He's good.
And he's good.
He's good.
So for us, he just like basically like lends us the cam, puts us in there and like fucking
lets us carry on.
He's a G for that.
We basically just check him like the electric money, basically.
Yeah, he's a G, bro.
I mean, he's not like charging us for like fucking
camera.
He's just like, pay me some money for the electric. And,
yeah, man.
But yeah, we're just fucking keep an eye and just fucking hopefully it goes. Because we're like, I think what the idea is to go more into the realms of just talking to fucking
musicians.
Artists.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were dabbling, like, should we do like a bit of people with health? Should we do like things that I'm into?
I see you though, bro.
That's still quite cool.
It is, but like I'm about to like split myself up into two. So like I'm going to carry on doing what I do as Jimson, but that is going to be like my dark side or like shadow side of my usual miserable shit that I'm talking about in music.
Yeah, yeah.
But then like, because I do a lot of health shit in my personal time, so I'm like, and I set up a new channel, a new Instagram and all that, and like do like almost like guided poetry meditation and fucking and do like the other side and be like
spiritual
shit that's
shit.
Just gonna help people like
yeah.
and health or like, anything that's helped me, like, do you mean, and just be like, yeah, do that as well, like, and have two running, and then like I'll do like a podcast on that of just me just talking to people like that, and then keep this one for the music.
No, I get you, bro.
Multiple avenues of things you're
listen,
into innit?
See me before we wrap up, bruv. I'll just chat about some next thing that I'm on and that, like, bro, I want to proper take this whole YouTube scene, this whole podcast thing, these whole like little dumb viral videos, dumb ideas and that, bro. I have a load of ideas and stuff, a load of things knotted, like jotted down in a notepad, knotted down in a joke pad is what I was gonna say. I said jotted down in a notepad, I have a bunch of shit jotted down in a notepad of like you like UK kind of YouTube videos that I want to do, bro. Do you know what I mean? And like I want to go out in town in Bristol and ask people questions and do loads of dumb shit, bro. Do you know what I mean? And I want to set up, when we move in together, hopefully in January, when we find the yard and that with our other boy, and we want to set up all of our microphones in a spot like this and put, I got lights and camera and shit anyway, bro. I'll set up my lights like this and basically do exactly this. I like these for the aesthetic, bruv. These are nice, bruv.
What are they? They're LED, aren't they?
They look nice, bruv. Whatever they are, they look nice, bruv. Nice. But I'm thinking just like, look what, this is a black wall and two lights, bruv. Do you know how simple our background has to be to make our podcast, bruv? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
like,
easy, man.
We know where they came on now. They didn't want to talk to us. They were so they're on field research.
Podcast soon come, bruv. Yeah, man. It's all live, bruv. It's all live. Yeah,
but do you know what? Like, for like, even like, for the podcast, I think it's like great for like people to talk to each other. But also going back to like the Spotify thing, I think now for
the audio money from Spotify must be nuts from a pod.
But the collabing.
Okay,
do you mean?
Because
more people like, it's like jump on a track. Obviously, you don't just want to jump on a track of anyone. But like if people are in your field, it's like the way that's working now more than ever. The collabs, it's like, because then you're showing up in their fucking profiles when you collab with that person. It's
that's
just like,
sick, bro. Yeah, it's a good point.
Same with podcasts, you're then putting yourself in front of their audience.
Same thing. It's the same thing. I'm sure, like, you know, if you feature an artist on a podcast, bro, it's not like you can't just fucking add their artist name to your podcast audio on Spotify. Do you know what I mean? It's the same thing as a collab. It still gets registered. But the watch time, the watch money you get from a podcast is much better than a tune, bruv. I know that sounds fucky. That's selfish, innit? That's not the only reason we want to do a podcast. We have bare shit we want to talk about. Do you know what I mean? But when you actually put it into a business perspective, a tune is 3 minutes long. A podcast can be an hour, two hours, bruv. The money you'll get from putting a podcast out and people that actually sit down and listen to it, you'll be nice, bruv. Do you know what I mean? That's why
I don't think it's selfish to look at it in that respect, because it's like, I think it's only selfish if that is your sole purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
100,
bro. Do you know what I mean?
And that would never...
You'll never be successful anyway.
You'd be spotted and the people would see through you long before you get to that stage. Yeah, I mean, it's like,
and you got to love the beats and whatever you're doing to actually make it good.
But I could sit here and chat for another hour, but just fucking keep your thing delayed.
2 minutes, all right. Louis, what's your personal meaning of life?
Personal meaning of life, growth and progression.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
100%.
Sick.
Do you do like do you do much like self growth, personal growth, man, courses and stuff?
Like, okay, I don't do courses. I should do courses. I journal a lot and I do all of that kind of like manifestation kind of stuff. And I also got into meditation recently. Man. Recently started doing therapy and things like that. And it's like, it's helped me so much, like all of it. And like, I can't believe how I was just a walking bag of tension for so long.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, Yeah, it's crazy.
we should talk more, man, yeah. in the future, because that's my world outside of music, man. That talk more, man.
I'll be on
100.
Drapes Draper, what is your?
You got to follow that answer now.
But who's seen Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Did Gus say that the other week?
Yeah. And I went,
hey, 42.
Yeah, that's the second time what he said, didn't he? And I was like, I don't know what
that
means.
What is
I'm telling you, all right, cool. So Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, it's like, oh, shit, I forgot, bruv, listen. All I know is there's a big, 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 clever computer, yeah? The computer, bruv, whoever wrote Hitchhikers, I'm sorry.
There's a clever computer,
yeah? And these things, they ask the computer, the super clever computer has the answers to everything.
Right.
They're like, what is the true answer to the meaning of life? Yeah? And the computer says 42. What are you telling me? 42, right. bruv. And I swear, all my passwords include 42, bruv. Everything that was ever important to me includes 42, bruv. Watch that film, bruv. It's the one. All right, put this on my socials right now, bruv. I'm telling you, 42. Try hack me, bruv.
Oh, all right, that was the Gibson and Roscoe show. We've been joined by Draper and Louis. Big ups.
Zop, zop. Woo!